fast. You choose everything from the fabric and lining to the shape of the lapels and pockets to even creating your own monogram. Then it's made to your exact measurements, so it fits you like a glove. It's important to me that everyone can afford the incredible experience of wearing a custom suit, so I make sure our prices are exceptional. Here's a special offer to create a suit that fits everything about you.
Create a custom suit at Indochino from only $399, all customizations included. And right now, get $25 off your first suit when you text STYLE to 64,000. That's $25 off your first suit when you text STYLE to 64,000.
Indochino, made for you.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids? It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
Windows, APCO, no down payment needed. If you trust us, we trust you. Visit APCO.com for more information.
You've got to know, APCO is the place to go. Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
If your hair is thinning or falling out, what's your first call? To Vanskoy Hair Clinics, the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that restores more hair in one procedure and all the latest solutions to restore your hair. And they've been doing that for over 40 years right here in Ohio. Here's some satisfied clients.
If I'm going to get hair, it's got to look good, you know? And I was blown away.
I got to say, I recommend it to anybody that doesn't feel their age. And actually, I feel younger than my age.
Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair than traditional hair transplants, saving you time and money. In less than 1 hour, you can find out if multi-unit hair grafting can work for you for natural, permanent results. Call now, and 97.1 The Fan listeners receive $250 off, a free evaluation, and $250 off. Call Vanskoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Vanskoy Hair or 432-8042 right now.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping.
You do the saving.
CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
All Buckeyes. All the time. This is your weekly inside look at the Scarlet and Gray.
Brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Welcome to another episode of the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. I'm Jason Priestess, joined by Chris Lauterbach, Joshua Perry, who has an upset tummy. So if you go live on, go to the website, hit Fan TV up, you can see the Fan TV, you can see him over there sweating.
I'm not sweating quite yet.
Like a dad on Friday right now.
I'm on my way.
Back from the cruise. Joshua and I are both on the cruise last week. Chris and Dan, and I think Colin held serve really well last week. Not you, Colin, the real Colin.
Yeah, we had Bodie last week.
From our site, the real Colin.
The real Colin.
did a good job. Cruise was fun. We were just talking off air about some crazy moments we saw on the boat. We can't probably speak on air, but it's not that bad. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it was like debaucherous, but
no, it's a 5-day tailgate at sea, so you know, like, we've seen tailgates, some of them are really classy events, you know, people out there smoking cigars and, you know, drinking high-end liquor and champagne, and then we've seen other tailgates where people are jumping onto tables and collapsing them, so you kind of figure out where it is in between there. It's kind of, we saw both ends of it, but it was a great event. 4.25 million raised.
How about that?
That beat last year by $1 million, which was amazing. So all in all, it was a really good week.
Crushed it, man. They had this event, this horse race event. It's one of the highlights of the boat. You bid on former Buckeye football players. And
yeah, they're auctioning us off.
And they give you a new name. I mean, the optics of this are not great.
It's not what it sounds like, people.
It's not like a slave ship, dude.
Don't say that.
But you went, like, I got some friends on there, my buddy Kevin, who owns Elevator, and we're like, yeah, let's see if we can get Joshua Perry. And he's already at 11,000. We're like, ooh, let's get Joshua next year.
I'm over here. It's like a point of pride for the players too to like have the highest, sure, you know, selling horse or whatever. So I'm over here politicking to people that I know have money. Like, hey, buy my horse next year. But it was great. Tyvis Powell went for like $26,500. So that was like the individual winner there. Ezekiel Elliott had two people go in at 25 grand a piece, and then he threw in 25,000 of his own dollars. So that was 75 grand there. So in about 45 minutes, they raised $234,000 just off of that one event. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Insane how much money's floating around on that boat. Like, I'm doing okay in life. I feel poor on that boat.
Me too.
I'm telling you, I straight up feel poor. I'm like, I can't do that. Yeah. Can't do that.
Just over here like, don't make eye contact.
A bunch of boomers that got all the retirement money. They're blown it on athletes and stuff. I'll tell you what, we get Dontre next year on the boat. I can win that horse.
Yeah,
I think
a $3 horse.
Get him about $250.
It's gambling pamphlet. That's what it is.
Speaking of Tyvis, man, did you hear about this, Chris? I didn't know he didn't drink. I guess I remembered he didn't drink, and I forgot about it and tried to buy him a beer. He's like, I don't drink, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you should be in better shape if you don't drink. And then he started talking about my belly. So I basically was chasing Tyvis around, like, one night, accusing him of body shaming me. He's like, I'm not body shaming him.
He wouldn't be the first person he body shames. He body shames me all the time, actually.
But good time we both got home. I don't think that... they were extra special about washing hands, more so than, you know, cruises are pretty good about that in general. Like, they have, you know, Purell stations everywhere, but this year a little more than usual because of what's going on in China with the coronavirus and whatnot. And I don't know, you guys, I didn't feel like we were ever in any kind of danger from that on the cruise or anything like that, but it keeps spreading now that we're back home. You guys prepping at all?
I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, so there's a lot of hand washing goes on in my house because I have two disgusting little creatures in it that I love dearly, but they're not clean.
Wait till they start going to school.
So there's a lot of hand washing. Oh yeah, it's constant with preschool.
If I die, I die. Huh? That's how I feel.
Colin, what about you? You seem like a prepper.
I mean, I live alone, so there's not like it's going to get infected in there by anybody else.
Well, best part is they wouldn't find his body for like 4 days.
I'll leave it alone.
That's a good point.
Going about it all wrong, Colin.
Yeah, buddy.
NFL Combine right now, Indianapolis. We have our own Dan Hope in Indy covering it for 11 Warriors, so tune in to 11warriors.com. He's on Twitter at Dan_Hope. He is not the former Purdue coach, better-looking guy. 11 Buckeyes there, J.K. Dobbins, K.J. Hill, Jonah Jackson, Austin Mack, Ben Victor, Damon Arnett, Jordan Fuller, Damon Hamilton, Malik Harrison, Jeff Okuda, and Chase Young. And Joshua, you've been through this process, and I know you've spoken in the past just about how awful it is. What are these guys in for store? What do they have in store for them this week?
It's pretty miserable, honestly. It's great to realize like the next step in chasing your dream, which I know is huge for a lot of these guys. But once you actually get there, it's a unique experience. It's hard to kind of put into words. As soon as you get off the plane, they swoop you away. They take you to the hospital. You get some preliminary examinations done. And then you'll go. There's like, it's in an old train station. So, you know, they'll take you. There'll be a bunch of teams congregating and they kind of grab people. Those are informal meetings that you'll have. And then you'll have opportunities to have formal meetings scheduled with teams where you sit down in one of the hotel rooms. They'll take you through all the film and stuff. My experience, I had an image show up on one of my scans where there's a part of my knee that didn't fill in with bone. Like the head of the bone was hollow. And so they had to take me back to the hospital. I had to get more testing done to make sure I didn't have like an explosive knee or something. It was completely fine. But it kept me up till like 1 or 2 in the morning, which was terrible because the next morning we had our piss test and that was at 4 a.m. So I had 2 hours of sleep and then I had to get up, pound a whole bunch of bottles of water in line so they could drug test me, which obviously I don't do drugs. So I was good to go there. And then it was just a long day after that. You get on field. That is stressful. And they want it to be as stressful as possible. And this year is a little bit unique because they're testing in prime time or whatever it is. And it's different. A lot of eyes on you. Great experience in terms of realizing your dream, but it is a grind for the 3 or 4 days or whatever you're there.
I didn't know that hollow bone thing. You know birds have hollow bones, right?
Oh, yeah, that's why I was so nimble.
Old Bird Bones Perry over there.
Bird Bones Perry.
I think we got a new nickname.
Whatever.
Old Bird Bones. J.K. Dobbins is there. Dan Hope talked to him today. He says he's not 100% yet after suffering that high ankle sprain against Clemson. Unsure if he's going to perform any of the drills, because if you're not 100%, you know, why put some bad numbers on the board? But if not, he will wait for Ohio State's pro day, which is March 25th. And this is great. Did you hear this? Ask if he didn't get injured, what would happen in that Clemson game. He says, quote, we definitely win that game. I thought we were the better team. I'm not arguing with him. I thought so, too. And I think if he's healthy, the Buckeyes do win that game. You guys on the same page?
Yeah, I mean, there were, I mean, get a couple of things to go your way. I think they win that game.
There's no shortage of ifs in that game.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that Ohio State was probably the better team there, just didn't get the plays.
Comes down to a couple every time in games like that. Chase Young also skipping the combine drills because he's healthy, but why do anything if you're Chase Young? You're going to get taken one or two, probably two this year with Joe heading to Cincy probably, but you're a top two pick. Why do anything? What Buckeye in your eyes do you guys, this list of 11 needs to really show out there to kind of prove to the NFL that they can, you know, they're worthy of a, maybe a higher pick than some of the analysts have them on the board for?
I got two guys that come to mind. Malik Harrison would be the first one. Just, I'm curious to see how he tests and you know, the weigh-in and everything is going to be big for him. And linebacker position is kind of unique in the NFL right now where they like a smaller guy who can move really well, who can run the whole deal. So his lateral movement's probably going to be the bigger key than even the straight-ahead speed. But there's also, like, Derrick Henry's a running back who had a lot of success. So some teams will be looking at bigger backers. And then Jordan Fuller is another guy who did really well for us. He's known as a leader, known as a smart guy. But I'm very curious to see how he'll test and whether he stacks up against some of the other athletes that will be out there.
You took my two. I would say KJ Hill's probably another guy be looking at. You know, just the position he plays, the size that he is, he's going to have to show what he can do in a certain role, right? And see how a team thinks with their current roster construction right now that someone like him could, you know, could plug in and add some useful depth. So very interested to see what Hill does. And Damon Arnett, just from a lot of things we've talked about, it feels like there'd been some polarizing stuff out there, true or false, on Twitter of just, you know, he didn't show up for this or this happened. And, you know, then it's refuted in a different way. And we know he's a pretty interesting character. So the team interviews and stuff like that, I'll be interested to see what a lot of the teams think about Arnett after having a really awesome senior season after maybe, you know, not such an impressive junior season.
Yeah, good point on Arnett there. I want to see what Austin Mack does. Here's a guy that, you know, has some physical tools, but has been injured basically. He was injured almost his entire Ohio State career. He could never really find his footing as a Buckeye. He'd pop up every now and then, make a heck of a play. You're like, oh my God, there's Austin Mack again, you know, mm-hmm. but like then get hurt or something would happen. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity for him to, you know, make some money where he probably didn't have that opportunity because of injuries at Ohio State
right.
to prove that he's worth the money. So I'm on board for that. You guys see, Joe Burrow and his tiny hands. You catch that?
Always makes me think of that commercial where he's holding the Whoppers.
Got measured. He had 9-inch hands, and it's combine's like silly season. Even if a guy's perfect,
sure.
and Joe's pretty darn close to perfect, they're gonna find something either psychologically to trick other teams in and think, oh, you don't want him, let him slide to us. So there's so many mental games going on there. But he had a great tweet. Did you guys see it? It said, considering retirement. After I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts. Patrick Mahomes followed up by saying, my small hands are doing all right so far. I believe in you. He's going to go number one of the Bengals. I don't think there's any doubt about that right now, right?
Yeah, that's what I see. I mean, you know, some people are conspiracy theorists and they're like, oh, what if Cincinnati trades out and they just get a ton of picks? And when you look at the analytics, it wouldn't be necessarily bad for the team who would give up all those picks to try to get him. Cincinnati would be dumb for doing that, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, same. I mean, in middle of the season, I might have bought that argument, right? It's like, well, defensive ends, Chase Young's sitting there, they probably don't have the same miss rate that a quarterback might, but man, the more Burrow kept making throws, the more it was hard to envision a team not taking him number one and getting armchair quarterback to death in a couple years, you know, if it pans out.
Talking to Raekwon McMillan on the boat a little bit, and he said that Miami's got a couple first-round picks. He said he already went to their GM's office and told him to package him and go up to number one and get Joe. Like every former Buckeye you talk to, like Billy Price, pumped to get Joe. Like they all want to get Joe on their team. That's really cool to see. Other Ohio State news, Ryan Day is going to get paid. Guy got a 3-year extension after going 13-1 last year, making the CFP in his first season. He's going to make more than $20 million over his next 3 years. Not quite finalized yet, but expected to be approved by the Board of Trustees later this week. 5.74 plus a $1 million retirement contribution this year, $6.5 million next year, $7.6 million in 2022. Increases for 2023 to 26. The final 3 years of his contract will be determined at a later date. But basically, this puts him number two in the league behind a Harbaugh who hasn't earned, he's not earned most of his money. I mean, let's be real. Like, he's overpaid.
I'm happy with it.
I mean, you think it's fair? You okay with that?
Do I think it's fair? No, but am I okay with him losing? Sure.
No. Are you okay with, or you think Day's money's fair?
Yeah, yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he probably deserves a little bit more money, right, to be honest. I mean, you see the way some of the top coaches, Dabo and Saban, are getting paid. Like, you could put him right up there just based off of his first year. But, you know, I think this is more than fair.
It'll come, right, too. Yeah. To me, what it signals more than anything, you already knew Ohio State wanted him here, but it just tells me, like, he wants to be here as well. I never obviously you thought he would leave for another college gig, but the NFL has always been in the back of a lot of people's minds because that's where he came from. But, yeah, lets me know. He realizes it's hard to beat this gig. There's a lot of built-in, you know, advantages right off the rip that you don't get in the NFL.
He had a quote a couple weeks ago that I thought was really interesting. He was talking about when he was bringing Jeff Hafley to town, and he said, you're trying to convince your buddies to come coach here. It's kind of like recruiting players to some degree. And he said, buddy, let me tell you what, you're instantly going to be a better coach because you're going to have better players.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, it's going to make you look like a good coach right away. Like in the NFL, you might get stuck with a bum secondary and you'll be the greatest secondary coach on earth. And if you got guys that can't play, you're hosed, right?
That is very true. And I mean, we saw what happened with Hafley too. Coach those guys, you got a couple of guys who are going to go really high draft picks, and then you find yourself in a head coaching position next year. It's like, hey, must have worked out.
Yeah, kind of like going to work for McKinsey or IBM or a big blue blood company. You know, you're going to do well in the long run. I really like that $1 million retirement contribution. That's a smart move. I wish someone would do that for me. You guys ever got one of those?
Not yet.
Colin, did you get your $1 million from the station?
No, not yet.
I'm self-employed.
Yeah, my man. Coming up, Chris Holtman has his dudes back, and we are here for it. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at. What? It's a saying. The Fan.
Want a new career in HVAC or plumbing? Then Atlas Butler wants you. We're seeking energetic, enthusiastic people to join our team. We offer top pay and awesome benefits. Work in a collaborative environment with people who work hard and have fun. No experience, no problem. We provide training in our new state-of-the-art facility. We've been investing in our employees' futures for almost 100 years. Be part of a team you can be proud of. Atlas Butler. Start your new career today by calling 1-800-FURNACE.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness. End the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default. End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherder.com.
In life, there are talkers and there are doers. Sometimes it's not hard to tell the difference. Mike Bloomberg has spent his life getting big things done. Starting his business out of a one-room office, Mike built a company with 20,000 employees, all with good pay and quality health care. Elected mayor in the aftermath of 9/11, Mike got to work, helping rebuild a shaken city, creating nearly 500,000 new jobs and expanding health care for nearly 700,000 New Yorkers. Now, there's a clear choice. Do you want a debater or a doer? Someone who can fix health care, who's done it, a guy who's unafraid of tough challenges, who has a track record creating jobs, who's taken on the NRA and won. That's Mike Bloomberg, a proven leader who can unite our country and get big things done. That's who can beat Trump. That's who we need in the White House.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
NFL draft hopefuls gather in Indianapolis. They lift heavy things. And Bo Bishop watches it all while grinning and sipping bourbon. Bishop and Laurinaitis broadcast live from the NFL Combine this week. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If you have thinning hair, why not call Vanscoy Hair Clinics right now? If you're thinking, does it work?
Will people notice? Can Vanscoy really grow my hair back? Yes, Vanscoy Hair Clinics can. It looks like your own hair, because it is your own hair that grows back naturally and gradually over time. Laser hair therapy helps to stimulate hair growth, and their trademarked multi-unit hair grafting restores your hair where you are losing it. Vanscoy is the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that can restore more hair in one procedure than traditional techniques. That's simple. Now, make the call. You can have your own growing hair back. Find out and see if laser hair therapy and multi-unit hair grafting is for you. Make the call to Vanscoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Call right now and receive $500 off. Go to VanscoyHair.com or call 614-432-8042 right now. Looking for the perfect place to have a pint? Why not go to the ones who started it all with the best Scottish ale in the city, Barley's Brewing Company. Enjoy award-winning craft ales paired with hearty, satisfying pub food at Barley's. Coming downtown for a hockey game, a concert, or a night on the town? Bring your group. You can drink up and game on in Brewcadia, where you can play old-school arcade games for free and choose from 40 beers on tap. Book your private event at Brewcadia or Barley's Underground, an amazing, unique stone and brick underground event space that can host up to 140 people. Barley's has been in business right here in Columbus for 27 years. So get to Barley's for any occasion. This Friday, pick up $50 worth of Barley's goodness for only $25. Go to 971thefan.com and click the Fan Deals link at the top of the page. Barley's Brewing Company. Once you've had Barley's, you'll be back for more. Go to 971thefan.com and get the Fan Deal of the Week. A $50 gift certificate for only $25 to Barley's Brewing Company.
You know who really loves fresh food? Amateur chefs, barbecuers, smorgasborders, snackers, bakers, and throw it in the microwavers. At Kroger, you can get all the fresh you want at a great price with same-day pickup and delivery, because we believe in fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save at the Buy 5, Save 5 event. Just buy any 5 participating items and save $5 at checkout with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
An unhealthy amount of Buckeye talk. And by unhealthy, we mean healthy. It's the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We're back. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. I'm Jason Priestess, joined by my dudes Joshua Perry, Chris Lauterbag, and the baddest producer in town, Colin.
You mean baddest as in like baddest, or baddest as in like the worst?
No, I mean like good bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't
like,
sure.
I think if there was a producer like Royal Rumble, he'd probably come out near the top.
Would he?
I bet he could take Hayden, and I think he could take Bodie.
He'd just be headbutting both.
I don't know what he'd do with Panama.
I couldn't handle a hockey guy. No.
Do you want to
Hayden? Probably not.
You want to hear a funny story about Hayden?
I mean, go ahead.
So Hayden's a producer. Plays on my Sunday night hockey team. Middle of a game, there's a end of a play by the other team's net. Referees are like, what the heck? There was a Starbucks gift card, a Visa debit card. He had his wallet and stuff, and his stuff, and it spilled into the net. I was like, I'd never seen that, buddy. Put your wallet in the locker room. Like,
what a guy. People. He was worried somebody was going to steal it. He must have money.
Ref's like, who's Starbucks gift card? You're on the ice. All right, buddy. Yeah, I think I like your odds. What about Panama Ted? You take him?
Yeah, I'm not going to say. He's too nice of a guy. I'm not even going to talk about that.
It's
no.
Wrestling. You're not trying to kill him. It's just wrestling.
Well, he does know wrestling. He's a big WWE guy, so he probably knows the moves.
Just headbutt people.
Right.
Okay.
Never mind.
I don't know. I think Chops though might be like king of the ring though. The guy's got some size on him.
He's like 4 or 5 inches taller than me.
Remember when he ate all those bananas that one day?
I was here for it, yes.
How many was it?
I thought it was 20.
20.
One day.
What a guy.
Wait till you have to go to the bathroom. I think we were calling him Donkey Chops for like Donkey Kong. I love it. We got some basketball drama. Do you guys see this with Ohio State's Chris Holtmann and Maryland's Mark Turgeon? You guys see this stuff? Sunday, Ohio State knocked off number 7 Maryland over at the Shot.
Caleb Wesson dominated Maryland's Jalen Sticks Smith in a physical 79-72 win. Caleb had 15-9, snapped Sticks' 18-game streak of scoring in double figures. Guy actually had come in scoring 8 straight double-doubles. He shut all that down. And Maryland's coach, Mark Turgeon, after the game was not thrilled. He said, quote, "He was allowed to be the bully offensively today," talking about Caleb. "I mean, he stuck his forearm right into Sticks' chest twice. I guess you're allowed to do that here in this building." So OSU guys go, the OSU press go and say, "Holtman, did you hear what Turgeon said?" And he says, "He was described as being a bully? Oh, Mark said that? To each his own. His opinion can be his opinion. I thought Caleb was physical and well within the rules and played hard and played tough and played physical." Then Turgeon gets back to Maryland, talks to local reporters, and he says it was like big brother picking on little brother, and the parents, the referees in this case, did nothing to stop it. And then he doubled down going on the Courtside podcast with Dan Dakich and Seth Greenberg today, calling Caleb Wesson a bully again. This is like, what, 3 days later?
Yeah, it's 3 days later.
He's still mad about it?
I don't know
still
why he's
talking
so tight.
About it, even like, if you're mad. Like,
you're a good team.
Move
just
it on.
Take your L and run.
That's kind of what Holtman also said. He said, "I didn't know that we talked about games as far after the fact." And today he had enough. In media today, Holtman said, quote, "I have a ton of respect for Mark and the Maryland team and the Maryland program, but I just continue to take issue with the way he characterized Caleb's play." He went on to say, "I think it's inappropriate. I've never seen this much conversation after a loss," which is one of those like really crisp put downs. It sounds classy, but you know you're roasting someone deep down inside. And he says, quote, "I thought those comments were quite honestly a little out of place." We're all Buckeyes, so I know we're all Team Holtman, but objectively, I mean, did you see anything in that game that could lead Turgeon to want to say stuff like that, Chris?
No, I didn't. And I mean, Caleb, no offense to Caleb, but he's not known for just dominating physically in the post, especially this year. He wants to face up and be outside. Now, he's played great defense all year, don't get me wrong. Again, taking nothing from him. But no, calling him a bully was a little strange, especially when he's going up against a guy who's taller than him.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't get it. I think Turgeon was just upset that they lost a game they probably shouldn't lose because he's used to doing well in the regular season and then stinking it up in the tournament. That's what he's done at Maryland every year. They win 24. They won 27 games a couple years. They've never been past the Sweet 16. Ooh. They never play to the level of their talent. They just don't. And, I think he was pretty salty about taking that L on Sunday.
You hate to see it. You really do hate to see a team struggle like that. Don't, but I really do. You got a guy, I mean, like Turgeon, the guys that get to be this level, coaches at this highest level, usually pretty smart guys. I mean, every one of us four of us are smart guys. We can all be emotional at times, I suppose. But like by 3 days later, we caught ourselves, said, okay, let me check myself.
To me, it's deflection of, I didn't do a good job. Let me go ahead and put it on the refs not doing a good job.
Unreal. Bucks now sit ninth in the Big Ten, 18-9, 8-8 in the league. Projected as a 6 seed, I saw earlier today, Bracketology. Got remaining games in the Big Ten coming up at Nebraska Thursday, Michigan here on Sunday, Illinois here next Thursday, and then at Michigan State the following Sunday. That's maybe 3 out of 4 wins if things break their way, right?
I think it's tough to go on the road and win. I think beating Nebraska should be a gimme, but between Michigan, Illinois, and at Michigan State, I think you're hoping to make sure you at least win one of those. And go 500 and then go in the tournament. Interesting thing, in the standings will change because they're so tight, but right now in the Big Ten tournament, Ohio State would play Maryland in the second round. So I would love to see a third game between those guys after this recent talk.
That's if they can beat Rutgers, which is no given.
Yeah, they would play Rutgers in the first round right now if it played out that way.
But I'm looking, at Nebraska, that's a road win. I'm going to go ahead and pencil that in. Michigan and Columbus, going to pencil that in. I'm playing with fire here, but like you said, it's tough to win on the road in the Big Ten. Home court is going to be enough for Ohio State in that game. Likewise with Illinois, decent team this year. Got to come here next Thursday. I think that's another win as well. If they can go 3-1, close out, finish what 11-9 in Big Ten play, 21-10 heading into the Big Ten tournament, win 2 games there, maybe they'll play themselves into like a 4 or 5, right?
There's the possibility that could happen. I mean, I don't know. They look great on Sunday, but there's other times where they've just not looked that great. So I think the biggest thing is they at least need to get a 6 seed. You don't want to be, if you fall into that 7, 8, or 9, now you're looking at playing the number 1 or the number 2 seed in that second, in that second game, trying to get to the second weekend, and that's not where you want to be. So six at least they've got to get.
Yeah, I'm with you there. No one likes to play a tie, unless you're getting Duke and you're like some team you've
never
heard
of. There's a lot of parity this year, but still, I think you don't want to play one of the top eight seeds if you can avoid it in your second game.
It's going to be wild, too, because you're going to look at the tournament feel when it's announced and say, man, Ohio State's beaten a lot of these teams.
Yeah, that early run against teams they played in the top 10. So they've definitely proven that they can beat good teams.
Yeah, when we come back, this week's question, Ohio State will soon have three top three picks playing defensive end in the NFL. Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, and Chase Young. Who's going to have the best NFL career and why? Hit us up 614-821-9710. As always, if you bring the heat, we'll send you a t-shirt. We'll have that coming up. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
The 11 Warriors Radio Hour is brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Atlas Butler's expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything, you can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. Seriously, from church basements to town taverns to Culver's. We start with the finest hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Fillet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
There's no stronger craving than a Culver's Concrete Mixer craving. That's because every Culver's Concrete Mixer starts with our famously fresh frozen custard, made batch after batch right in the restaurant for a most decadent dessert. You choose vanilla or chocolate, then add your favorite mix-ins, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, cookie dough, real strawberry, whatever thy craving commands, all handcrafted just for you know who.
Cure your craving for a Culver's Concrete Mixer today. Welcome to Delicious.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
You've accomplished all that you did at Ohio State, one of the most decorated defensive players in the history of the game. And you're heading to Indy. And in your head is what?
You were not built for this.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
For years you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. So now it's finally time to get LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even if you have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus can help fix your vision, starting at just $250 per eye. Our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK from LASIK Plus. Call 844-224-2020 or visit LASIK250.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Joseph Thomas is one of the area's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing LASIK Plus price today. Call 844-224-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
It happens only once every 4 years, and it's happening this Saturday. Leap Day 2020, this Saturday, the 29th of February. And what better way to celebrate this rare occasion than with something even more rare at Diamonds Direct. Come and see a special collection of precious diamonds and colored gemstones, and let us help you pick out something they will enjoy every day, but especially on every leap day in the future as a reminder of your love. Put this extra day of 2020 to good use and do something truly memorable with a diamond bracelet, a pair of diamond earrings, a sapphire and diamond tennis bracelet, or an exquisite certified diamond. Ask about extra savings and extra financing options on this one extra day of the year. And like with any other day of the year, you can count
down on Diamonds Direct for the guaranteed lowest price and a free lifetime warranty. One that will cover you for every leap year way into the future. Diamonds Direct. Take the leap and make this Saturday count. Get directions and store hours now at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your favorite website has come to life. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour. All the Ohio State conversation you can handle. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Call in now, 614-821-9710. Put on your philosopher hats. Provoking deep thought on this week's question. We want to hear your answers.
Welcome back to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. You heard that, dude. Who is that dude anyway, Colin?
He's our voiceover guy.
Is that all he does, just cool voice stuff?
Pretty much.
A voice like that, I'd put it to work, too. He sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
This week's question, you got Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, Chase Young, top three NFL selections at defensive end for the Buckeyes, with Chase joining them soonly. Which of the three do you think is going to have the better NFL career, and why do you think that? Hit us up, 614-821-9710. As always, if you bring the heat, we'll send you a t-shirt from 11 Warriors Dry Goods. Put you on the spot first, Joshua.
Kind of hard to call. If I had to make an assumption right now, I would say Nick. And it's just because of the way that their defense is structured, the way their D-line is built. Now, they got a couple of guys who'll be hitting free agency, so they got to figure that situation out. But I like the plan that they have in place, and I think it allows for him to go out there and do what he does best.
Yeah, I wish I could say something different. I had Nick. I think he's already got a year in the bag, so he's already a year up on whatever Young may do. You've already seen what Bosa can do, and like you said, he's surrounded with talent and seems like a pretty legit defensive coordinator, good scheme. Right now I would have to say Nick.
It's weird, man, because I think Chase is better athletically than both of them.
Sure.
A faster get off, all stronger probably. But you could be a stud, and if you're in the wrong situation with the wrong team and wrong personnel around you, you're not gonna do much, man.
Right.
So much of that depends on
your situation.
I think the guys around him. Yeah. And who's drafting second?
Redskins, right? Is that the Redskins?
Yeah. That's Chase's hometown team, too, huh?
Be there with Dwayne and Terry. They could get good eventually, but I don't know who they have. I don't watch enough NFL. I don't know if they have anybody on the opposite side of that defensive line.
Their D-line's all right. They've got a handful of guys. I know the interior of their D-line is very solid. They've got some guys from Alabama that they've put in place. So it looks like he'd be able to go in, and he would have at least some guys that'd be a good compliment. I just don't think it's not to the level of what the Niners have. And I think that's why Nick was so successful, because it's like, okay, well, who are you really going to double team off of that D line? Because whoever you leave on the single side is going to go ahead and eat. And I just don't think the Redskins have it like that.
Yeah. Well, just the way that Super Bowl performance.
Right.
I mean, like I said, he's already got a year in the bag to give you a glimpse of what it could be like. You expect Young's going to do something similar, but he hasn't actually done it yet. Joey's had had some nicks here and there, a little older. I mean, he's obviously done some good things, but yeah, I don't think his first season was as good as what Bosa turned in, or what Nick turned in.
I'd say Joey's first year, he had the holdout situation, so he missed a lot of camp, and then he had hamstrings, so he couldn't play for part of the year. So he had some, like you said, some injuries that really did hamper his first year, so definitely started behind the eight ball.
I'd like to see those two play together eventually. I know they, kind of joked about it here and there.
Cool.
I would be down for that.
Be fun, wouldn't it? Any concern about how Nick and Joey are more injury prone than maybe Chase is right now?
Not really.
No?
Injuries are part of the game. I wouldn't necessarily have said that Joey was injury prone, and then he got to the NFL and he had a couple of injuries. I wouldn't say necessarily that Nick was injury prone, except for the one that he had. And then he had, kind of that little thing that slowed him down earlier this year, but I feel like that's every player at one point or another is going to be out for some amount of time. And we've seen some of the best pass rushers in the league. Jadeveon Clowney had his injury problems. We saw where J.J. Watt has had his injury problems. So it's literally just part of the game.
You don't buy into the thinking that some guys are more prone to injuries than others? I mean, everyone's going to get injured, but do you think some guys may be more susceptible to it than others?
I do. I think some guys are definitely more injury prone, but I think some guys are also more, better able to get sacks than other guys. So if you can overcome your injuries with production, then it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you though, Jason. And so far, Joey's been the one that's missed more time, right? So
yeah,
I think I still have to go with Nick.
Missed the year of college too, though.
Yeah, that was, I mean, by design too. I don't think he was in a hurry to get back. Like that was a bad injury, but like he wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get back as fast as I can,
play for free.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna take my time getting right, and I'm gonna go get this money.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to like step back and just daydream for a minute about what life would have been like with Nick and Chase last year or 2 years ago, I should say.
I'm not gonna daydream about it.
Man, that's a nasty front right there.
Well, 2 years, yeah.
Especially when that defense,
defense could use
the secondary needs
some pressure on that secondary.
They needed some heat to get the quarterback quickly. Get picked apart.
Well,
is what it is, right? Yeah. I mean, they're going to be better now. If they were great last year with Halfley, they'll be great with Kerry Combs. But I mean, 2 years ago we were here every Sunday just whining, complaining.
What's wrong with the defense?
It was a tough year, man. Like, we're spoiled, you know? Yeah. Still went 13-1. And still,
I mean, it was, though, statistically the worst defense in the history of Ohio State football. So, I mean, they did go 13-1, but they did it with the statistically worst defense in school history.
It wasn't a good 13-1.
Isn't that weird? It felt like, I mean, because you had the whole Urban and Zach thing at the beginning of the year.
Oh, man.
And then you had the curb stomping at Purdue. And you're right, it was 13-1, but it felt like, and there's years you go 13-1. So in the Cooper era, you go 13-1. People are dancing in the streets, unless that one's Michigan.
Well, yeah, it would have been one of the last two games they played for sure. The only thing.
All right, we got someone here. Hey Zink, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who do you got, man? Who's gonna have the better career, Nick, Joey, or Chase?
It's gonna be Nick. I mean, it's tough to bring it when you guys already basically gave every reason why he's gonna be the best. but yeah. Him not facing double teams, he's just dominant one-on-one. I mean, that's about it.
Who did you enjoy watching more at Ohio State of the three?
I probably Nick, just because. I mean, he was just – his hands are just amazing. So.
All right, good take. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I don't – I mean, I love Chase's season, but, man, Joey was so much fun because he was the – he was the first time Buckeyes had seen him. You know, we kind of spoiled now. We're used to it. But he was the first one, that walk-off sack he had at Penn State. Remember, you were on that team.
I was. I was on the field.
You were in on that snap?
I don't know
if it was a passing down. They're like, get him off.
I was the guy who was in on passing downs. I barely came off the field. Don't try to play me like that.
Get hollow knee out.
Hollow knee. Bird Bones Perry.
Oh, Bird Bones in here to stuff the run.
You guys are a-holes.
Now, didn't you say – I don't want to put you on the spot, but you said Joey freelanced a lot.
He did.
And you had to, like, clean up messes? Yeah. I don't know if those are the words you used,
but you had to
make sure nothing went crazy, right?
I wasn't mad about it either. Like, I would never want to take somebody's playmaking ability away who's that talented. So I played behind Joey, and a lot of times he would go off script. You know, he's supposed to be, you know, set the edge or whatever, and he'd be in the C gap, and the ball would spill out there. And it would always clean up to where I could make the tackle. That's how a guy like myself gets 124 of them, because I wasn't that good.
Humble
but
bag.
No, when you got a guy in front of you who's that good, the plays just happen.
Yeah.
They just happen that way.
Yeah, we should get you. We're going to make a t-shirt that says, has your tackle total on it.
Yeah, baby.
Just wear it. 124.
For real, though. Well, that's a hell of a season.
Y'all didn't even think that I had that many. Like,
no,
y'all
I knew that.
No, you guys had to go and look it up. He's lying.
Not me.
I knew that the one interception. I'll tell you what, that's 124 more tackles than I had that year. So that's pretty good. Who else was on? I mean, I thought we talked about someone else recently. There was another one of those dynamic guys where he might even be a linebacker where you had to, like, stay home and, like, cover a little bit for him.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Darren Lee was like that.
It was Darren. That's who we were talking about.
Darren was a freelancing SOB. He did not play within the scheme at all, but he was an elite guy, so nobody ever cared. Like,
DC never said anything about that?
Oh, safety playing behind him. Like,
Luke never said anything?
No, because this is what you do when you're in meetings and you got a guy like that, is you put the tape on, you say, okay, this guy's supposed to be here, this guy's supposed to be here. And then you know, kind of nudge the guy on the side and say, it's not going to play out like this. You'll, you know, just be patient, be in position, you know, stay square to the line of scrimmage so you can make the play. So Von Bell had to clean up some plays behind Darren every once in a while, but that's how Darren's able to jump over a receiver and get a tackle for a loss on a bubble screen too.
That national championship hit?
And that's exactly what you do.
That's where he made his money. That play was amazing.
You know what's crazy? The year before you had 124, you had 64. So you basically doubled your tackle total.
I
was very much aware of that total.
And the year before, I played not very much in the beginning of the year at all. And so I carried that momentum because those 64 probably came majority of them like the last three or four games.
Yeah. You had 20 a game?
No, but it was, I mean, it was pretty impressive the way I was able to. We ran out of backers essentially, and they were just like, make the play.
That 124, fourth highest since 95.
Whoa. I was born in 94.
Whoa.
That makes me feel good.
Shazier at 143, Laurinaitis 130, Hawk 141 in three different years. Up between 95 and your season of 124.
There we go.
Man,
appreciate that.
Impressive. Coming up, Radio Buckshots. Is Kirby Smart actually smart? It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
Happy birthday to us. Proud to be your Heritage Sports Talker for 25 years. And we couldn't do it without you. Now let's hug the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
If your hair is thinning or falling out, what's your first call? Devanskoy Hair Clinics, the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that restores more hair in one procedure and all the latest solutions to restore your hair. And they've been doing that for over 40 years right here in Ohio. Here's some satisfied clients.
If I'm going to get hair, it's got to look good, you know? And I was blown away.
I got to say, I recommend it to anybody that doesn't feel their age. And actually, I feel younger than my age.
Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair than traditional hair transplants, saving you time and money. In less than 1 hour, you can find out if multi-unit hair grafting can work for you for natural, permanent results. Call now, and 97.1 The Fan listeners receive $250 off, a free evaluation, and $250 off. Call Vanskoy Hair Clinics at 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Results may vary. Vanskoy Hair. Or 432-8042 right now.
Introducing Dr. Cash.
Doctor of everything green.
Because he went to pickandpull.com to recycle his old junk car.
And got cash.
Immediate cash when you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK.
Call 800-442-5865 and Pick and Pull will arrange a tow and give you a top dollar quote for your junk car.
Running or not.
Doctor's orders.
So call 800-442-JUNK and get cash for your junk car.
800-442-5865.
It's your prescription for immediate money.
Call 800-442-JUNK or go to pickandpull.com.
Kulik and Wingo.
Every once in a while you get one of these games from LeBron where, hey, you may be the future, but the present is the present, and that's still me.
Kulik and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. Seriously, from church basements to town taverns to Culver's. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
There's no stronger craving than a Culver's Concrete Mixer craving. That's because every Culver's Concrete Mixer starts with our famously fresh frozen custard, made batch after batch right in the restaurant for a most decadent dessert. You choose vanilla or chocolate, then add your favorite mix-ins, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, cookie dough, real strawberry, whatever thy craving commands, all handcrafted just for you know who.
Cure your craving for a Culver's Concrete Mixer today. Welcome to Delicious.
In life, there are talkers and there are doers. Sometimes it's not hard to tell the difference. Mike Bloomberg has spent his life getting big things done. Starting his business out of a one-room office, Mike built a company with 20,000 employees, all with good pay and quality health care. Elected mayor in the aftermath of 9/11, Mike got to work, helping rebuild a shaken city, creating nearly 500,000 new jobs, and expanding health care for nearly 700,000 New Yorkers. Now, there's a clear choice. Do you want a debater or a doer? Someone who can fix health care, who's done it, a guy who's unafraid of tough challenges, who has a track record creating jobs, who's taken on the NRA and won. That's Mike Bloomberg, a proven leader who can unite our country and get big things done. That's who can beat Trump. That's who we need in the White House.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
An unhealthy amount of Buckeye talk.
And by unhealthy, we mean healthy. It's the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. It's the last segment of the show. You know what that means. It's time for Buck Shots.
Welcome back to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Jason Priestess, Joshua Perry, Chris Lauterbach here live downtown Columbus. We have had a lot of fun tonight. So thank you for joining us. Kirby Smart, Georgia coach, stole Nick Saban's longtime strength coach, Scott Cochran. He's heading to Georgia to be their special teams coach, an on-field role. That's a big loss for a strength guy. I mean, just based off of Urban setup here, like strength guys are like the right-hand dudes for elite college football programs. It's kind of how I understand the world. Is that pretty accurate to say?
Sure.
Especially in the offseason, right? I mean, he's the one that can have contact and, you know, is really kind of that head coach when you're not in season, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Kirby just snatched him straight up. I'm sure Nick Saban will love that.
Wonder if did Nick not need a special teams coach? I mean, I wonder why I wouldn't want to keep him in
the
house.
He had a quote saying it was the best. We didn't have that opportunity for him here. It's probably the best for us and
oh, really?
Everyone.
That's what I had imagined would have been the situation. Yeah. Because it's so strange to see a guy who's a strength coach want to go to be an on-field coach and do it somewhere else. So I guess Saban was like, listen, buddy, we got our guys here. And if you want to go and do that, you're more than welcome to go somewhere else and do it.
It is late in the cycle. I mean, we were talking about D'Antonio and how late it was for him to leave them in a lurch. This is even later than that. Obviously not a head coach, but still, you know, maybe to your point, Jason, it's a little harder to say I don't have a role for you because we're lock stock. It's spring ball time.
Well, here's the funny thing, too, is Alabama just lost their kicking coach to the Patriots. Now, that's probably really specialized. Yeah. You can't just throw anyone in to be a kicking coach.
A strength coach isn't going to do that, probably.
Yeah, I always thought Kirby Smart was an idiot. I mean, he had recruiting classes with mad talent every year, just never could get anything done. I'm like, the guy's clearly dumb. You know, look at him, looks dumb. If you look at him, you're like, that guy's dumb. Just, you know, like, who was the coach that got fired? It was a college coach last year at Ole Miss.
Matt Luke.
You ever see this guy? Yeah. You ever see a picture of him?
Yeah.
You look at him like, this guy's not going to make it.
He recruited me.
you just look at him. You're like, he's not going to make it.
When he was at Duke.
Yeah.
And the only reason I remember his name is because he said, I'm Coach Luke from Duke. Made it real easy. That's it.
Coach Luke from Duke.
That's it.
I'm telling you, man, the first time I saw this cat.
Luke Duke.
I'm going to show you a picture.
The hazard.
You're like, this guy's not going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to make it.
He's like,
not going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, just, yeah, he looks like he works at a gas station. Man. He's not going to make it as a big-time college football coach.
That's all Nick's already targeting, what, Oregon strength coach? Who at least has a cool mustache. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's killing me, all these guys with mustaches. Here's a better thing, though, about this Alabama-Georgia rivalry. Aaron Suttles, who's the Alabama writer for The Athletic, said on a podcast interview that when Kirby Smart left Alabama, because he was their longtime defensive coordinator before going to Georgia, he took a photo of their recruiting board at Alabama and sent it to all the prospects Alabama was recruiting to say, you're not as high as Nick's telling you. Nick is telling you are. You're not as much of a priority.
Yeah, high on the board.
Yeah, you're not as high on the board as he's telling you.
I don't know why these kids wouldn't already understand that, though. They're offering 200 kids. Like, you can't take 200 kids. You guys are not that high on their list.
Counterpoint, they're 17.
I understand, but holy moly.
Like, yes, I am.
Yep, yep. Young and dumb.
Yeah.
That's pretty, you know, so I'm coming around, man. I always thought Kirby's a little dumb. Kirby's a little cold-blooded, man.
That might be perfect for George, or perfect for us. Like, he's a guy that, you know, can definitely recruit, but can't really seem to win the big games.
So I like it.
If he can knock Alabama down a peg or two here or there and steal a guy, coach, player, whatever, I'm here for it.
Speaking of interviews, Penn State's Cam Brown recently did an interview where he said J.K. Dobbins is the best player he's ever faced. A lot of people want to quickly point out that's because he played defense and not offense, or it is said Chase Young. But who's the best player you ever faced in college, Joshua?
Sammy Watkins in the Orange Bowl in 2013. He tore us up. And the play that stands out in my mind and the one that really made me say this is probably the best guy that I played against in college was he caught a swing pass. Ryan Shazier goes to tackle him. He puts a shoulder right in Ryan's chest and drags him for like 10 yards before he goes down. And I was like, ugh.
big guy?
He's big enough.
6'2", somewhere in there.
But, I mean, just to to run through Ryan like that. Like, Ryan was doing that to other people.
Yeah. That's fun. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan are canceling their overseas trip. They went to, what, Italy, France, then South Africa last year. They always take that off-season trip.
Love it.
Canceling it this year for fears of the coronavirus, which, you know, I get that.
It's a cop-out.
I was a little nervous to go on the cruise. I told you that, man.
If I die, I die.
Well, I'm not like you. I'm too old to die.
I'm too old to die.
Made it this far. I'm not trying to die. 22? Yeah, let's do it. But now, made it this far. Got too much on the line. Canceled it. But what's really interesting is he told the press that the last three trips, he'd basically planned everything, and he wanted his staff to plan and put this year's together. And he said it took all of his time and this and that. And I'm thinking, well, that's why you don't win any big games, man. Can you imagine for 1 second Urban Meyer saying, I got to step away for a couple weeks. I got to put together this trip to Venice.
Imagine that? I got to plan a party for my guys.
Yeah. No. Nick Saban's not doing it. Dabo's not doing it. None of these guys are doing it. Jim Harbaugh spending 3 weeks, crucial weeks in the offseason, putting together team trips.
Urban's the guy who's calling Mark Pantone 4 times a day in the offseason just to make sure everything's straight for recruiting. So you know he's not spending time on that. But I can see Jim Harbaugh sitting in his office with his dumb glasses on, fake glasses, by the way, and his crew neck and his khakis and his baseball cap with his mouth agape, sitting there trying to figure out like the exact MapQuest route to take through the city when
he's
on
the globe, and then we're going to go wherever it stops.
What a dummy.
He's on TripAdvisor looking for best attractions in Milan. You know, like, ooh, you know, let's do this. Booking the flight. Just unreal to read that.
I mean, like,
that's why the guy's not winning these big games, because you can't do that when you're paid, what, $8 million a year?
Listen, when they pay you that much, you got to wear multiple hats at that point. I mean
yes and no. They're paying him for win games, not book trips.
If they start paying Ryan that much money, he's got to start booking the travel, too.
You think he's going to go to dental school and start giving lectures? I mean, you got to go do everything on that front?
I don't know who said it. Somebody said, well, then they should just go to Indy. There's no coronavirus there, and they've never been there anyway.
He's never been to Indianapolis.
That was Ramsey, I think, said it in Slack.
What's he, 0-6 now against Ohio State? 0-5? 0-5.
0-5, right?
Terrible.
Yeah. Never been to Indianapolis.
What a shame.
He played there, at least.
Is there a chance he gets back there this year?
This year?
Or ever?
No and no, I don't think.
I should take the word back. I mean, I didn't mean to say back there. I mean, is there a chance he gets there this year or soon?
I don't think it happens. Ever.
What happens if he loses 3 or 4 games again this year? Is his time over?
Doesn't feel like it.
I think they need to press reset on their expectations up there, to be honest. Like, maybe
they have, and they're just not telling anybody, and that's why he's still there.
I guess so. I mean, since 2000, it's not what everybody says they are. They're not a blue blood the way they used to be.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Like, on the cruise, they'll auction off like a pair of gold pants, like, to raise money for cancer. And it's like, yeah, they can do that now because there's billions of them on the market. You know, like,
the market's flooded.
In the 90s, there were like 4 pair across the whole city. You know? Like, there weren't any. And now, like, everyone's. I mean, your mom's wearing them and stuff.
Sure.
Hey, we had a blast. We are back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Hubs Heating and Cooling and Bryan. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
It happens only once every 4 years, and it's happening this Saturday. Leap Day 2020, this Saturday, the 29th of February. And what better way to celebrate this rare occasion than with something even more rare at Diamonds Direct. Come and see a special collection of precious diamonds and colored gemstones, and let us help you pick out something they will enjoy every day, but especially on every Leap Day in the future as a reminder of your love. Put this extra day of 2020 to good use and do something truly memorable with a diamond bracelet, a pair of diamond earrings, a sapphire and diamond tennis bracelet, or an exquisite certified diamond. Ask about extra savings and extra financing options on this one extra day of the year. And like with any other day of the year, you can count on Diamonds Direct for the guaranteed lowest price and a free lifetime warranty. One that will cover you for every leap year way into the future. Diamonds Direct. Take the leap and make this Saturday count. Get directions and store hours now at DiamondsDirect.com.
Listen up, Columbus area. Are you interested in learning how to generate active and passive income, flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Premier Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains educational videos and materials that will show you how to invest in government tax liens, which can earn up to 18%. Investments that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access our tax lien inventory, not available to the general public. So if you want to learn how to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text Columbus to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien kit and get ready to learn how to invest in tax liens. Text Columbus to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event in your area. Text Columbus to 31,000. That's Columbus to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Friends, let's talk about Daniel. A year ago, he resolved to stop putting off what he wanted to do, get into information technology. Daniel enrolled in My Computer Career and is now already a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online just 2 times a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS.